Sir, I must thank you for answering the door this late at night. You'll have to forgive me for calling so late, but I was on my way to the gallery to see my brother when I was caught out in the storm. Your house was the only light on, and I thought I could speak with the master of this house to wait things out until it passed. I see. You are the master of this house. Then I extend my earlier words to you. I know it's untoward to have an unknown gentle lady calling upon you so late in the evening, but I really do need some place to wait this out. Won't you let me in? You have my thanks, sir. Thank you. That's very kind. My, you have a lovely home. I'm quite taken with the fixtures. They remind me heavily of Romanesque architecture. Well, I like to think of myself as a learned woman. My interests are few and far in between. Sort of like those who say that they are a jack of all trades, master of none. So I know things. Though I cannot confirm nor deny if they are interesting. Yes, well, living in London, I would wager that knowing a great many things would be more than just get you far in conversation. I dare say the art of the tongue is probably the sharpest tool beyond a person's wit. Though I am afraid that I would not know what to do with wit beyond measure, sir. How a great many books you have, my lord. May I call you that? Hunt, Shelley, Wordsworth. A sign of excellent taste. Perhaps you would permit me to ask which is your favorite? Byron, you say. So my lord likes narratives, I see. Come. You must tell me more about him. The thick of the storm has not passed, and you really are the most stimulating company. Lovely usage of the sort of verbiage that incites these feelings in men. I have never considered myself as one who could wield that type of power over someone. You flatter me, my lord. I thank you for your kind words. I did not get to ask, but may I know how the Lord feels about Keats? From our discussion, I know you are particularly fond of poetry. You always have been. But less about the man per se, and more about his work. You see, I enjoy a particular piece of his. Can't seem to get it out of my head. Ever read Ode to a Nightingale? For many reasons, it is one of my favourites. There is a stanza. And it is one that you know well. As you have heard it many times in your dreams. Darkling, I listen, and for many a time I have been half in love with easeful death, called him soft names in many a mused rhyme to take into the air my quiet breath. And so I spoke, and you have listened. It would be this easy to win you over. I expected more of a fight from you, not quite like a feral animal, but only just. Your lips do not move, but I can hear your thoughts just as clearly as if they did. I know your heart, darkling, and it is mine. Will you stay in my embrace? And convince yourself that you had no designs upon my person. That you did not drink me in with your eyes, this stranger of whom you have never had any relations. Yes, of course, you would say you want for nothing beyond this. Do not lie to me. You've always been drawn to the deepest, darkest places on this earth. To the whispers. To mirrors behind glass eyes. To life at its fullest. I have seen you as you are. And thus, you cannot hide from me. Even in your thoughts you seek to name me, and yet you know who I am without needing an utterance. I have always been here, darkly. You were the one to let me in all those many moons ago. Tell me, will you close that door now? Give up everything we could have together. The true knowledge of man's virtue, as well as his sin, the power, the sight beyond this world. Let me in, as was always the plan. Let me in, and I will take all of that hurt, all of the pain. All of the years that you suffered with your affliction. Let me in, sweet boy. Oh, how sweet you taste. The taste of mercy. Of forgiveness. Purity I've ever known. And yet, here you are. Finally within my reach. I plan to never let you go far from me, darkling. I have such plans for you. A grand scheme that you will come to accept. As it is your right. To be by my side. Ambrosia, I have tasted nothing sweeter and shan't ever again. I cannot waste any more time. I have to seal the bond. I have to make you mine before you decide to sense reason again. I can take all of you, can't I, darkling? Take all of you in. Was where I was meant to be. But I knew that long before you let me in. To have watched you as I have, to see what you have grown to, and what you have become, and a door to which you have kept your own darkness hidden, has been rightfully wrenched open and torn from the hinges. Hmm. To know that it was I who was able to push you to the edge. Is a thought so intoxicating that I can barely contain the feelings that threaten to spill over within me. We are one now. Vivi and me. I will never let you go. For you are mine. As you have always been. And as you shall always be. Set me. As a seal upon your heart. As a seal upon your wrist. For love is as strong as death. Jealousy as fierce as the grave. For that will be the only way I shall let you leave now, darling. As only death shall blame you from me. Can you feel me drawing you deeper, my love? Can you feel me fluttering around you with each delicious drag within this tight cunt of mine? I know that you're close for me. As I am for you. With us joined like this, I shall make you spin yourself so deep inside me at the mere memory of it. Shall have you missing my cunt for days. Would you like that, darling? Would you like to spill yourself so deep inside of me? Fill me again and again until you are sated. Because I cannot hold on for much longer. I know. That's it. Oh, that's it. Fall for me. Oh, there you are. I'll be right here. I'm right here to catch you. That's it, my love. Yes. Oh, God. Right behind you. That's it. Right there. Oh, we are joined. You and I. Ugh. I knew that you could take me. I knew that you were born for this. Storm. It's dissipating. And soon. So shall your haze that has formed you in this moment. I hate to leave you here. Vulnerable as you are, but I shall return for you, my love. For now, you should sleep. Rest. And once you awaken, you shall feel renewed as you never have before. I leave thee with my energy, though it is fleeting. All days shall go on as they do, and you will come to grief, or seek me out in those dark places you covered so much. And you deprive yourself of still. And when you no longer wish to stay or the ache of not having done, is when you shall see me again. Until then. Farewell. My darling.